In this bulletin, two more staff members from a Sydney aged care facility test positive to COVID-19. More Victorian cases added to a coronavirus cluster linked to a Melbourne meat processing plant. And in sport, a Canadian teenage tennis champion has her sights set on the top spot. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The operators of a Sydney aged care home dealing with a coronavirus outbreak, including two new staff cases, are at risk of losing their provider status. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission has written to Anglicare threatening to revoke its licence because of the severe risk to Newmarch House residents. The Commission says it's intervening and asking Anglicare to demonstrate the risks that have been addressed after the deaths of 16 residents from COVID-19. New South Wales Executive Director for Health Protection, Dr. Jeremy McNulty, says staff screening at Newmarch House has been effective.
So it's very important that with all agencies working together to help control the situation at Newmarch House, that we maintain very good vigilance on identifying people who may have the infection.
More than 60 coronavirus cases have been linked to a meat processing facility in Melbourne as Victorian authorities manage one of its largest outbreaks. The Cedar Meats plant at Brooklyn closed for cleaning after the cluster of COVID-19 cases were detected in April. But a worker from the Dutta Gala Aged Care Centre in Footscray came into close contact with an abattoir staff member. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says 13 of the state's 14 new cases today are related to the meatworks facility.
That's the nature of outbreaks. This is a very infectious disease. It spreads rapidly. It can get away from you very, very quickly. And that's why we've taken such a cautious approach. That's why we're very pleased to see some stability in these numbers over a period of time, but we're certainly not at zero new cases.
In other news, it's been revealed Cardinal George Pell knew about clergy sexually abusing children during the 1970s after the release of Royal Commission findings. Previously hidden report information from the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse has been tabled in federal parliament. The commission rejected Cardinal Pell's evidence that Catholic Church officials lied to him about paedophile priests. Cardinal Pell left a Victorian prison last month when the High Court overturned his abuse convictions. Back to coronavirus news, and the New South Wales Premier has warned families the easing of some coronavirus restrictions won't happen in time for Mother's Day this weekend. Health officials say measures will be lifted gradually to reduce the risk of more COVID-19 cases beyond Australia's 6,878 confirmed infections. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says life in New South Wales will start to return to normal this month.
Please know that two adults and children can visit any mother at any one time, and a mother can accept multiple visits a day so long as there's not too many people for each visit. So that is a huge step forward from what would have happened a month ago.
And state and federal leaders will attend a national cabinet meeting tomorrow to decide which coronavirus rules will be removed or changed. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government is enhancing the health system to cope with the pandemic.
In terms of the health support, 40 million masks from the national medical stockpile will be made available now, 34 million masks to date, which have been made available. That will include 35 million masks between now and the end of May for our hospitals.
Moving overseas, and Venezuela's president has announced four more arrests in connection to Sunday's failed attempt to overthrow the government. Nicolas Maduro has blamed United States President Donald Trump's administration and Colombia for the attack, but both have denied involvement. On Monday, two former U.S. Special Forces soldiers were arrested over an alleged plot to capture President Maduro and invade a beach. One of the U.S. citizens, Luke Denham, has been arrested this week and explained his alleged involvement in the case.
I was helping Venezuelans take back control.
In tennis, US Open champion Bianca Andreescu says she's driven to reach the top of the women's rankings. The Canadian player is ranked 6th in the world and is hoping to top world number one Australian Ashley Barty. Andreescu suffered a knee injury last October during the WTA finals, ruling her out of this year's Australian Open. Let's have a look at what the weather's doing around the country. A shower or two developing in Perth, 19 degrees. Much the same for Adelaide, 21. It's windy and partly cloudy in Melbourne, also 21. It's a cloudy day for Hobart, 20 degrees. It's sunny in the capital, 19. In Wollongong, sunny as well, 23. Fine weather for Sydney as well, 24. Much the same for Newcastle, also 24 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane, 25. A shower or two in Cairns, 29. And it's sunny in Darwin today, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.